Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFest for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
know. I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. We'd like to welcome you from whatever part of the country that you're listening in on this Momentum Monday. Well, if you're just getting your momentum started on this Monday morning, it's 7:41 local time, 8:41 Eastern, already May 5th. It is another beautiful, crisp, cool morning. Just really, we're relishing the cool, cool temperatures. But now as you're traveling in, or as we were traveling in this morning, there was some patches of really dense fog. So we want to encourage you that if you are traveling on interstates and highways, it's foggy. Now, of course, it lifts as we get closer to the city, but coming in, you want to be mindful and you want to give yourself enough time to get there safely. And as always, every single morning when school is in session, we like to remind you about our school buses, school kids, and school zones. And you know they're in effect until 9 a.m. And especially on mornings when it's a little bit foggy out, sort of patchy, you know, it makes visibility just a little bit harder. And so we know that pretty much everywhere kids are standing at bus stops, many unattended, and I'm seeing more and more kids with headsets. Now, I know I've talked about it, and we've talked about it in our own house. It's just dangerous. Kids are blaring music, and when you're blaring music in your ears, it doesn't leave room to hear what else is going on in and around your environment. And so, parents, I'm encouraging you to encourage your kids not to have those headsets on as they're waiting at bus stops in the morning or as they're walking to school. It's just too dangerous. And if they just have to have them on, at least have one in and one out so that they can be aware of what's happening in terms of sound. And it's just something that we're starting to see more and more. And, you know, as I was telling young David Christmas about it, because, of course, he likes those headsets as well, I can remember a time back in the day where we had the same things when we were younger. We just called them something different. We called them Walkman, where you had your Walkman on and you were walking. We, of course, had to walk to school back then. And so, you know, history is just repeating itself, but we still have to remind ourselves and remind our kids that it can be dangerous. So that's another thing to watch out for. And as you're traveling in this morning, be mindful not only of those crossing zones, helping our crossing guards and our resource officers who do incredible jobs throughout the country. I mean, they are an integral part of schools and they are an immense help. But so as you're traveling in, please make sure that you stay engaged. And every time we see someone, we always start having the conversation about people saying, well, we hear you say, stay off your cell phone, and I am making a concerted effort to do better. And so for all of you who are making the effort to do better, we say, thank you for that. You know what? Yesterday, maybe you didn't do as well, but today you can do a little bit better, because none of us, as adept as we believe that we are, you know, we're just not that good where you're driving and texting.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with Gata
and so be mindful.
Organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest. And you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's 7:49 and hopefully you're up and you're on your way. And you know the question that I was posing to myself yesterday and posing to DC and probably posing to you. You know, we talk about Momentum Monday every single Monday, and we've got 52 Mondays in the course of a year. And I said to my sister friend on yesterday, how do you have momentum or get momentum, gain momentum, if you're really just, things are just, you're just in a situation where you just don't feel momentous? And so I started pondering that on Sunday evening. And I started thinking about how we start every single Monday. And we decided a while ago that we would start with momentum because every single person needs a good, healthy dose of momentum on Monday, because Monday just has a bad rap. Everybody's sort of dragging in. And forget about if your weekend doesn't go well, then it's even more difficult to find or have momentum on Monday. And so I started pondering that, and I started looking at what others had written about momentum and Mondays. And, you know, I started thinking that millions of people across the world
are faced with the same task on Monday, and it's getting started and making sure that you get started well. Not only that you get started well, but your kids, if you have kids, get started well. Or if you're a leader at your job, or you have to go in and you have to perform. You know, people are sensitive and compassionate, but really, nobody really cares that maybe you had a rough weekend or things just didn't go the way that you hoped, because businesses still have to run, things still have to get done. And so I really started praying about it on yesterday, you know, in the realm that, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot of things. And how do you compartmentalize those things, so to speak, so that you can get your week started on the right foot? And out of the mouth of babes came this answer. I said to my niece, we were having a conversation, and she said, you know, on Mondays, things have happened. She said, but we got to go to school, and we just got to do what we got to do. And I said, you know what? That's exactly right. We just got to go to work and go to school, and we've got to do what we got to do, even if our hearts ache, even if we didn't have a great weekend. No matter what happened, you just have to do what you have to do. And I said, you know, sometimes answers come from the most unusual places, you know, even out of the mouths of our children. And they're just good, common sense answers. And so I really wanted to talk to you this morning about focusing on making sure that you get your week started, no matter what happened, no matter what you were faced with over the weekend or over the last week, over the last months, that you just get out of the blocks, so to speak, on the right foot. And it starts with preparing to do that and preparing your mind mentally. And so one of the things that I was thinking about is that, you know what, it takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of faith to step into Monday and say, you know what, Monday, I'm going to face you. I'm going to face this beautiful day. I am alive. I'm well. I'm here. And I am going to purpose that I don't have to do anything except for be. I don't have to conjure up any great thing. But what I do have to do is I have to set my mind on the fact that I can do whatever it is that I need to do, and that I have the opportunity to do it. And so I think it's just a matter of the way that we look at a thing. And so I think our vision about Monday and about getting our week started has been so skewed and so muddied up that we just haven't stopped to understand that momentum is a gift, it is a blessing, and that we can choose that. And so this is the conversation, because DC says to me a lot, he says, Carlette, you need to start having more conversations with yourself. He said, you know, you conversate with other people all the time, but what are you saying to yourself about certain things? And so as he and I had that conversation, I started thinking, well, what am I saying to myself about certain subjects? And so yesterday and this past weekend, our family had some challenges. And I said to my sister-in-law, I said, you know, I just don't know how I will have momentum on Momentum Monday. I said this yesterday. And then that's when my niece said, you know, you just do what you got to do. You just go to work and you go to school and you do what you got to do. And I said, that makes a lot of sense. And so then I started thinking about my attitude. I started thinking about my attitude and where I was, and locating and finding my momentum. Because believe it or not, you know, every day that we come to the microphone, some days we're just like, well, not some days, but every day, things happen. Things happen. And then, you know, we have challenges. But you know what? We understand that we just got to come in and we got to do what we got to do, regardless of what's happening in our personal lives and our family lives. And so this morning, I guess it just gave me a little bit more pause than on other mornings. And so And so I said, okay, I need to check my attitude. I need to check my attitude. What is my attitude saying this morning or yesterday as it pertains to this morning? And what is my altitude going to be determined by? Yes, by my attitude. And so I said, you know what? This is something that I've got to do for myself. You know, I'm asking you guys to do it every single Monday. And so how am I going to face this Monday with the challenges that our family faced this weekend? And so I decided that I was going to face it with a lot of prayer and a lot of faith. And, you know, I think that no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are, if you implore prayer and faith, and you put God firmly in control, that no matter what day you're looking at, whether it's the start or the finish of the week, that you'll have great momentum. You'll declare it just like we're doing, and we will walk into the day, and we will look for what is good about the day. We will look for the promises that God has for us, and we'll just walk through it. And so this morning I started with my thinking, and I said, well, you know, every single morning I have tea, and it helps me to think, it helps me to feel better. And so I'm going to start with a different flavor of tea, because I want, you know, I'm setting the tone as to what the day will look and feel like. So I'm starting off with the kind of tea that I'm going to have, and I'm being purposeful about my day and about everything that happens in my day. I'm creating a purpose, and I'm walking in that. And then I'm unleashing the power that is within to take hold and take control. And what I realize is that I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is be willing. And when I'm willing and when I'm open and I find my center, I find that place that is just peaceful and calm, regardless of what's happening around me, then I can just let go and I can trust the process. And I think that that's why we have so many challenges, is because each of us is really afraid to let go and trust the process, especially in a situation where you feel like you absolutely have no control. So this morning, this is what I want to do. I want to encourage you, as we encourage ourselves and our family, to let go and trust the process. And probably that is the toughest thing to do. And so what you've got to really, really do is verbalize it. You've got to open up your mouth and you've got to say the words, God, I'm letting go and I'm trusting you and I'm trusting the process. I am trusting that everything that concerns me concerns you. And I'm going to tell you, after we did that this morning, DC and I, we had a greater sense of peace. We felt just a little bit more even keeled. And we decided that, you know what, when there's absolutely nothing that you can do to change your situation, then that's when you have to get in an overwhelming sense of trusting God and trusting the universe for everything that you need at that moment. And so as we start our Monday together, I don't know what your challenges were or are, but I would say to you, like I'm saying to us and to our family, let's just trust the process and trust that everything that concerns us concerns God, and we're going to be fine. So with that said, I am sending plenty of momentum your way. And I'm also, you know, I'm basking in my own. You know, I'm saying it. I'm opening up my mouth, and I'm declaring that no matter what happens around me, I choose this day to be momentous. I'm choosing that despite the challenges. And you know what? You can too. And when you decide, you just start to really sort of rest in that. And that doesn't mean that the hurts and the challenges are going to go away. It just means that for this moment, at this time, hopefully for the next hour or so, we're going to just rest in that. We're going to bask in that. And we're going to be the change in ourselves that we want to see in others. And it starts with each of us. And so when we do that, we feel better, we live better, and we make the others around us better. You know what the word says? It says iron sharpens iron. Well, you know what? Momentum sharpens and breeds momentum. Yeah, momentum sharpens and breeds momentum. So when you have your momentum rolling, and you walk in with it, it will help the people that are closest to you, that you're working with, that you encounter. It will give them lifting power to have momentum as well. But if you walk in and you're just torn up from the floor up, then it's gonna venture out into all of those other areas. So make a decision that you're going to grab hold of your momentum mentally, and you're going to sharpen and breed momentum with others around you. And when you do that, I'm going to tell you, when you make that conscious decision, it just feels better. It feels better because it is better. So lots going on. You know, Mother's Day is approaching, switching gears. A lot of people are getting ready for the big Mother's Day weekend and trying to figure out what it is that they're going to do and how they're going to celebrate the women in their lives, the mothers, the aunts in their lives. And, you know, so lots to talk about with Mother's Day and how that is going to shake out. Lots of activities coming up. And so that said, just want to let you know that this segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. And you can phone them at 318-445-9700. Also, don't forget about St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and their new clinic is Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. There's also urgent care available. The number to phone, 318-448-6800. Don't forget about Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached in Bunkie, 318-346-2540, or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria. For all of your home, auto, and life, here's the number, 318-487-1881. It's about 3 minutes after 8 local time, 3 minutes after 9 Eastern time. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
Good morning. This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute here in Alexandria, Louisiana. With On Point Momentum Monday, because it is our desire that all of us hit the ground running on Monday. Thank God for a good weekend. I just want to share this thought with you today about purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. And where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the best thing a man can do for himself or a human being can do for oneself is to ask God to show them their God-given purpose, find it, walk in it, and God will provide for whatever he purposed you to do. You don't have to worry about making money. Don't try and work for money. Money get jealous when you're doing what God has destined you to do. You just do it. You're the best at it. You love it. You do it because you enjoy it, and money will show up. Never work for money. Work to fulfill your God-given purpose and watch your money's takeoff fly.
Hey, everybody. You know what? That is our first OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green. Do you see, it's something that we decided, that you decided, we all needed those pearls that Reverend Green has, and that those pearls lie within him, and we wanted to excavate those pearls.
Absolutely, Carlette. You know, Reverend Joe S. Green came to the program about a month ago, and we were so impressed by the words that he was able to give us and to enlighten the community with, that we decided that, boy, this was, and it was such a awakening when he came in and started speaking to us and imparting into our lives and speaking things to us. We really understood that, you know, it needs to be shared with a lot of the community. So a new segment that we're adding, we're going to be doing every day. And what we decided to name it was the OPT Pearl of Wisdom.
Yes.
And basically what he's going to be doing is he's going to be giving us little pearls, little gems that are going to carry us through our day. We sort of liked the idea. It helped us, and we hope that it'll help others. And so we've got it's on the cutting board right now. We hadn't been able to record the opening, so we're doing everything live. But by tomorrow, it'll be popping on all cylinders, just like it always does here, due to the situation that happened in our family. Speaking of that, we had, you know, a death in our family, and it was just a lot.
Yeah.
It was too much, Carlette, for us to come. And we're just kind of, you know, and it was my brother, and he passed on Saturday evening, and he's younger than me. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those things, man.
It's tough. And, you know, we wondered how we would find our momentum on today. And because we're so committed to what we do and committed to making your mornings as routine as they always are, we decided that we would pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and that we would celebrate Dexter's life, our brother, DC's brother, his younger brother, and that we would not look at how he died or why he died or why he left the planet so very early at only 44 years old, but yet we would celebrate those things that we love the most about him. We would celebrate his heart and the person that he was and the person that we love. And it was just a challenge. And so when I talked about momentum this morning, DC, it was really, we had to really, really dig deep, didn't we?
Absolutely, Carlette. And I mean, it's been a weekend, you know. The family is just devastated, you know, and, you know, what do you say? What do? You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like.
Yeah. And that's when we know that we have to lean on our faith. And we really, really want to lift the family up, but we really, really want to lift up Miss Barbara Christmas, because right now she is beyond sadness and pain and grief. And
Ms. Bobby, if you're listening, we want you to know that we love you, that we're praying, and that, you know, when our kids grow up and they leave the nest that we talk about all the time, that you and every other mother does absolutely everything that you know. And one thing that we know about you, Miss Bobby, is that you are and always have been a praying mother. And that those prayers will see you through this. And that the hurt and the sorrow that each person feels, that what we have decided, and you know, we've asked ourselves this question, and as DC said, it was just a harrowing weekend because it is the call that nobody ever wants to get, especially a mom. But that we would not just talk about faith, but we would use it as the cornerstone to see us through this time of sadness and sorrow, and that we would celebrate those years that Dexter has had on the planet, and that we would keep looking up, and we will let the process of everything that is surrounding everything just take its process. And so this morning, like I said, you know, it was more challenging probably, and we've had some challenges, but we make a decision that no matter where we are and what's going on, God is in control. And you know, we say that all the time, but we still want to hang on to some of that control. And death is so final. And I think that that's what hurts the most. And as we have lost many young people in our family over the last few years, it seems that it's just too much. And then as we began to pray and speak to God about it, you know, he says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. There are no real answers. But the answer that we should all impart today on this momentous Monday is that if you are alive and if you have the opportunity to head to your workplace or to head to your workout or to head to getting the start of your day going, that possibility lies within that. And I love, love, love what Reverend Joe Green said. He says it should be our goal to find out what our purpose on this planet is. And with life being so short, if you are not moving toward your purpose, what are you really moving toward? And all of this starts with a state of mind, an attitude, a thought process. And so you can change it right now by saying, you know what? There's a family. And our family wasn't the only family that lost someone. Lots of families. Go ahead, DC.
Well, you know, a nice lady named Linda Robinson just called from Oakdale, and she was saying that there's a church in Oakdale that had their anniversary on yesterday, and it was led by Reverend Jesse Granville. And his wife spoke at the anniversary on yesterday, and she said that she went home, they went home, and said she spoke eloquently and did just an outstanding job, and they went home, and 15 minutes later, Miss Charlotte Granville, the first lady, passed away.
Wow. So, you know, a lot of people experienced a lot of things this weekend, and we were in that number. And you know what? Nobody wants to be in that number. Nobody wants to lose a loved one. And in fact, we don't want to lose ourselves. You know, we sing about what a glorious day it'll be when we get to heaven, but really, we'd like to have more days on the planet, as many as we can. But unfortunately, that is beyond our control. And so, no matter where we are, and we're speaking to our family this morning, DC, and we're speaking to the Granville family, and we're speaking to the Pike family, and we're speaking to all of those families that you just went through such a deep, deep, hurtful sad loss. And we're saying that the only thing that we do have is our faith, and that we all sorrow because that's how we were built and we're sad. But we can make a decision that we can do what we can do while we're here. And when I was talking about our niece, you see, I was talking about Taylor, which is one of Dexter's daughters. And I was saying to her, you know, about how she would approach her Monday. And she said, you know, my sister and I, we're going to go to school. And we know our grandmother is hurting so much. But we're going to go to school because we got to do what we got to do. And you know, no matter the loss that we experience, we still have got to do what we got to do. And when she said that, and she said to me, I said, well, how are you really? And she said, my heart aches. And then that's when she proceeded to say, but you got to do what you got to do. And what she knows is that her dad would want her to keep moving, to keep going, to keep thriving, and to keep thriving. And I believe that that's what he would want for each of you, DC, for you, Brent, for you, Keith, for you, Drake, for you, Mom, Bobby Christmas. He would want you guys to keep moving and keep thriving. And what I said to Miss Bobby yesterday is that God looks on and judges the hearts of men. And Deck had a huge heart. And he was loved by everyone who knew him. He was loved. And so it's so easy to look at what we've lost. But instead of looking at what we lost, we have to look at those years that were really good and those years that God blessed us with. And you know, when you lose in your family, it starts to make you think, well, my goodness, everybody in our family is starting to move to the other side. And instead of putting yourself in a base of fear, we've got to put ourselves in a base of getting busy. Getting busy doing those things that we were purposed to do. And living the very best that we can live right now. And I know it doesn't really sound all that momentous on this Momentum Monday, but it really is. It really is momentum because we have decided that no matter what, we're going to celebrate and we're going to thank God for what it is and not what it isn't. We're going to find momentum. We're going to find courage. And we're going to continue to keep moving, keep thriving, and keep striving. And we're going to continue to encourage you as you continue to encourage us. And that's what it's really about. And you know what, DC and his family, his brothers and sisters and mom and stepmom, and everybody is really, really hurting right now. But you know what? There is going to be a brighter day. And sometimes when you're in that moment, it's hard. But you know what I have found is that you can talk to yourself, you can encourage yourself, and you can encourage yourself in the Word. And there will be a sense of peace. There will be a sense of calm. But you got to start to look for it. And you know, all too often, when people leave this earth, we say, you know, what could I have done better? What could I have said more? I should have done this more. I should have done that more. But the fact of the matter is things are what they are. You did all that you could do. You said all that you could say. And somehow, some way, you got to find a peace and a contentment with that. And so, you know, I think, do you see, that's pretty much all I have on that.
Yeah, and we'll be letting people know of, you know, what's happening, how things are going, you know, when you know, the homegoing services are going to be, and you know, we're just going to keep on pressing on. But it's hard, and most of the people who listen to us and know, you know, what we do, they understand, and they know what, you know, they know it's been a, it's a trying time right now. So, you know, with that said, you know, we're going to keep on doing what we do, but you know, our hearts are heavy right now. You know, we've lost a lot, man. One of our, you know, I mean, Dexter was just a fine fella with a good heart. He loved people, you know, he just, people liked him, you know, he just was, you know, so, you know, I mean, it's a lot of times that you're, you know, you're family with people, but a lot of times, you know, and my brother Brent was saying it yesterday, sometimes, you know, we're friends with family, and he was a more than just a brother, he was a friend, you know, and it's just hard. It's a big loss, but we, you know, we'll get through it, you know. I mean, but it's just, it doesn't change how we feel, you know, and dealing with this type of pain is a process. And, you know, I was telling my little sister Amanda yesterday, you know, it's okay to feel what you feel. You know, it's okay to be, you know, hurt, sad, angry, you know, all the emotions that come with losing a loved one, you know, because she's tore up about it, man. I mean, you know. You know?
Yeah.
And just to see your family tore up like that, it just, it's painful.
Yeah.
You know.
And it seems, it seems quite unfair, but as we prayed and really just asked to hear from God, you know, it's I don't think fair is really the word that we really use in something like that, you know. And what it is really pressing on me to do, DC, is to live my best, most fullest life on purpose. My best, fullest life on purpose. You know, when you think about the woman of God who stood before the church and spoke, no one ever would have thought that that would have been the last time that they would have heard her voice. And so with that said, you know, it makes you say you have to find your momentum. You have to find your stride, because we're only here for a certain number of days. You know, it's it's not forever.
But, you know.
And God is gonna give you the strength that you need, DC. And he's gonna surround your heart as well as your brother's heart. And he is going to give you, Miss Bobby, everything that you need. And I know you're probably saying, I know, baby, I know he will, because I know that you trust God. And he's going to give you the strength and the number of years to finish raising those beautiful young girls. And they are blossoming into beautiful young women. And God is going to grace you to finish what you have started. And God sees your heart, and he knows. And I just believe right now that he is going to encompass us with such peace, DC, and I'm starting to feel it already, such peace, and the word says it, he's going to give us so much peace that we can't even understand why it is that we're so peaceful in the midst of everything that's happening. So we choose this day, even though we're challenged, even though our hearts are heavy, we still choose to have momentum, and you can too. And the way that you do it is to open up your mouth and say, you know what, I choose it. I choose to live just this day, because it's just this moment, full throttle, with purpose to the fullest and with lots of momentum. But you know what, it's a choice, and only you can choose. You've got to make that decision. Hey everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And this is what I want you to remember. Even though we might not have that high, high energy that we usually have, we are momentous. We are momentous, DC.
Yeah.
And we choose to be. And we choose momentum to sharpen more momentum. And right now, we need your momentum. We need to feel that energy. And thank you for your text messages and your phone calls. Thank you for that. We are going to live to fight another day. We're going to live to keep walking in our purpose. And you know why? People would say, you know what? You probably didn't have to come to work today. No, we didn't. But you know why we do this? We don't do it because we have to. We don't do it because we need the income. We do it because it is our purpose. But bigger than that, we do it because we love it. And when you find that thing that you do because you don't have to do and you love it, that's when real momentum, that's when it starts. And you can feel it. It's like fire shut up in your bones. And you know what? We're going to survive. We are the Christmases. All of us. Huge Christmas family. And every one of us are fighters and survivors. And you know what, family? We're going to survive. And we're going to celebrate. And then when we walk away from the celebration, each of us is going to walk back into our purpose and that thing that we're supposed to be doing. We got to get a break here, everybody. You're on point. We're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you should be firmly on your way by now. 8:39 local time, 9:39 Eastern, already May 5th, and this segment is sponsored by Hixson Automotive Group. Hixson can be located at their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. That's Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe, www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. The Credit Union with Heart, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Don't forget, open enrollment is traveling through the very month of May. So we're asking you that if you are using a company and you're not getting all the benefits that you think you should, and you want to support a company that supports you and your community, Amerigroup Real Solutions is who you can phone and just say, listen, I want to change to Amerigroup. And the number to do that is 800-454-3730. also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Don't forget that this is the weekend for the Alex River Fete. Get set for the fete. If you're looking at how you're going to be celebrating Mother's Day, well, it is going to be an incredible, incredible Mother's Day weekend starting May 8th through the 10th. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to figure out what it is that they're going to do for Mother's Day. A lot of people have already figured it out. And so, are you trying to tell me something? And so, if you're not sure how you're going to celebrate those that you love, the iconic Red River is going to be the perfect setting. I know a lot of families are coming together for family reunions, for get-togethers. And, you know, I hope that each and every one of you finds a way to celebrate that special person in your life. And sometimes we forget to celebrate moms. You know, we only get one day, but that is the day that we really honor and appreciate those who do so much for all of us.
That's right, Corlette. And you know what, Corlette, we were talking about Reverend Green earlier, you know, Reverend Dr. Joe S. Green. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows him out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the segment that we're starting to do with him sort of got caught up in the moment. And, you know, I want to go back and retouch that. What we're going to be doing from now on is we're going to be playing at the top of the hour each day of the program.
Mm-hmm.
You will hear Reverend Joe S. Green in all of his wisdom and all that he is and has taught people over the years. Mm-hmm. And basically what we're trying to do is get that to the masses. So what he's going to be doing is every day at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, you know, and of course that will vary because you know how our program is. You know, we do a lot of interviews and sometimes they run sort of, but you know, as close to the top of the hour as we possibly can, because it's not a newscast or anything like that. We don't have to be exactly prompt to the minute.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get control of it, what we're going to be doing is every day you will get what we refer to as, the name of it is, a pearl of wisdom.
Mm.
It is a gem.
Yeah.
It is a tidbit of information that is going to help you in your daily walk to just kind of give you something to ponder over, to think about, because Reverend Joe S. Green is a man of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's not coming across like I need for it to, but because we said to Reverend Green that we were going to do it, and then there is, you know, Chris Roy of the Chris Roy Law Firm is sponsoring that. You know, it's our obligations to get it out there the way that we said that we were going to get it out there. But tomorrow, I guarantee you, I'm going to stay here at the station and get with T. Riley, and we're going to have it popping on all cylinders just like everything else that we do. But we want to give a big plug to Reverend Joe S. Green for agreeing to do it, you know, taking time out of his busy schedule to be here.
Because he is busy.
Oh, he is a very busy man. You know, as a matter of fact, when he's here, he's one of the few people that I've seen since I left New Orleans that his phone just constantly rings.
Absolutely.
Constantly. I mean, it's a constant. Excuse me one second.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, I got to take this one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He's like, he is, because he is so sought after. And I understand why.
Absolutely.
I don't know why it took me so long to connect with him, but he is just a man of much, much intellect.
Absolutely.
And wisdom.
Mm-hmm. And when he came in, not only a month or so ago, but the last time we visited with him,
Monday,
he made such an impartation into our lives.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, God just gave us the word pearl, because a pearl really is that fine piece of jewelry that is delicate,
right,
but offers so much. And it's so rich. A pearl is very rich.
Right.
And anytime ladies or gentlemen are clothed in pearls, you know that you're clothed in the finest. And so we believe that the wisdom of that pearl, D.C., is the finest.
Absolutely.
And that each day we want to start by being clothed with that elegance.
And I'm going to tell you, Corlette, he, the information that he was dropping in on us, it's like the first day I was like, wow, I just couldn't get past it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I couldn't get past it, and I kept speaking to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing you know, I went to his Facebook page.
Right.
And when I went to his Facebook page, there's a lot of information on the Facebook page. I was like, wow, how could I have been missing this? And so that's when I believe God dropped it in my mind and said, you can give people this. First, we were going to do it once a week, you know, like on Mondays. But then when he came in, we recorded five, you know, and I said, wow, we air 5 days a week. How about we play? Because what we're going to do is he just doesn't have that kind of time to be here every day. So there are going to be recordings. But what we're going to do is record five a month, and we're going to play one. Like, we'll play one today, and we're going to play it every Monday of that month. And then we'll play, so you'll be able to hear it. And we would like for it to get down in your spirit so it can actually start to help you in your everyday life. So what we're going to do is have him do five a month, and we're going to play one. Like, for instance, the one we play today, we'll play it every Monday in the month of May. The one we play tomorrow, we'll play it every day in the month of May on Tuesday. And we're going to be playing them two times at the top of each hour. So you want to be listening. You want to be tuned in to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas to get those
pearls of wisdom. I love it. And you know, do you see, there are so many amazing people in our community and in our state and in our world. And we seek after a lot of those people, and then God sends a lot of those people. And it's not just, and you know what, because we love to share what we have, not just our information, but we share our resources and we share our dollars, because that's what we understand. We understand the principles of reaping and sowing and reaping.
Speaking of giving, you know, I'd just be remiss right now if I didn't mention, you know, Joshua Bradley and Dr. Bradley, who we had the opportunity to fellowship with on yesterday.
Right.
And, man, I just want to say, you know, I just, you know, and I always say this to Joshua because he was one of the men in my life that helped me to be who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he spent a lot of time with us when we were young, man, when people just weren't doing that kind of thing in, you know, of course, Kendrick and I grew up together. We're good friends. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Williams from Bunker. He's a Bradley. And that's how I got, you know, to know the Bradley family. But Joshua was a very wise man, you know, just, and he is so practical. And the things that he spoke to us made so much sense to us even back then.
Mm-hmm.
But he was young enough to where we identified with him. He wasn't too old. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And he was a young man. He's a young man, you know, but he had a lot of wisdom. And, you know, he had a lot of brothers. And he just knew how to deal with young men. You know, and he treated us like men, and he taught us so much stuff. You know, I feel like I owe a real debt of gratitude. And every time I see he and Deidre, yesterday we saw him out because, you know, Joshua's an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And self-sufficient. And a man.
And always has been.
And a man. And like fine things, nice stuff, always clean. And he was saying, I mean, we passed by yesterday. Brent and I passed by, and we pulled over there. And we were talking.
And where is over there?
He's right across from OEZ Shop. It's something called something else now. Right there on Main Street
in Bunky. Mm-hmm.
And he and Deidre over there. And, of course, Deidre made these sweet potato pies with tea cake dough around. And I'm going to tell you, they are to die for. They are, to use my favorite word when I talk about eating, they are divine. And you can't just say divine like divine. No.
Right.
They are.
He made me say it like it's supposed to be said.
Like, give it the credit it is due. They are divine.
They are divine.
No.
No.
Divine.
Divine.
Yeah, you got to bring it out of your gut.
Yeah.
You know, when you say that.
Right.
You know, it is absolutely. I'm going to tell you, me and Brent.
And so how many pies?
Yeah, neither one of us is supposed to be eating sugar.
Okay, so how many pies did you buy?
I think I bought about 7, 8, or 9 of those pies.
And they're the little miniature pies.
Yeah, one serving.
But
Uncle New used to say, one serving.
But you did bless some people with some
pies. I blessed
some
people. But Josh also had some real rich pecans that you could probably only get where
off
he
the
got
tree.
Them from.
Off the tree.
And somewhere in St. Lander.
Mm-hmm. Off the tree.
Yeah, what I say? You can only get them for where he got them.
Right, right. And that's probably out of Mr. Jimmy's yard or out of one of their yards.
Man, Colette, to stop you right there, let me just say this because I friended Trudy Bradley Calvert
mm-hmm.
on Facebook, and I did not know Uncle Jimmy was having, and bless God that he is good now. I spoke with Jipe on yesterday. You know, we didn't know,
mm-hmm.
and I saw on Facebook that Uncle Jimmy had been in Cabrini. Big shout out to Uncle Jimmy.
Big shout out, and to his wife.
And to his wife, man, you know, sweet people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she made us that pie that time.
Yes.
And, man, Uncle
she
Jimmy
insisted upon making us a
pie. Yes, she did.
Or making us a pie.
Yes, she did. And just want to say thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Josh and Deidre. And like I said, the last time I was talking about them, Joshua was the man. Jericho was the city. His son name is Jericho.
And Deidre, big shout out to you listening in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And Deidre and Jipe, I don't know how long they've been married, but they've been married since we were children.
30 years.
At least.
You know, they've got grown kids married, you know.
And Deidre, you're just as beautiful, probably more beautiful.
Very pretty lady.
More beautiful.
I don't know how Josh got that lady.
Well,
he would say, sure, I deserve the best.
That's it. That's it. And you know what we were saying about those puck-ons before we leave those puck-ons? These are the prettiest, largest puck-ons that I think I've ever seen. And they're fully cracked, and they're clean.
Oh,
and so
beautiful.
We bought several bags of pecans and shared that. And so, as I said, you know, this weekend certainly came with its challenges, but it certainly also had many, many things to smile about. And I'm going to tell you, when you look at what's good about life, even in death, if you really look for it, you can find that pearl. You can find that thing that really, that jewel in that moment that you can relish and that you can just be. And so, you know, the Christmas family is a big, big family. And so we will come together and... what you got?
Well, what I have is I have the phone number. Yeah, that's what I have. I have the phone number to Deidre to get...
So we know where your mind is this morning
I like the pies.
I
love the pies.
You love the pies.
I got a good relationship with the pies.
But the pies probably don't love you as much.
The pies do love me. They stick around my midsection. They try to hang on. Well, let me see. What is, Deidre Bradley.
And you have her number.
Yes, I do.
And so, but these are not just any old little bitty pies. They're like,
let me go in my contact.
They've got deep, deep tea cake dough around them. I mean, I'm talking about that good, soft,
crusty tea cake dough. I'm gonna give y'all the number because Deidre will be happy if you call her and get some of these pies. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm a connoisseur of fine foods. You know, I really am. I'm not bragging on that. I'm just saying I really understand.
Yeah.
When it's good.
When it's good.
When it's excellent.
Right.
When it's outstanding.
Okay.
And when it's divine.
And when it's divine.
And these pies are divine. But her number is 337.
Uh-huh.
930-0030. She'll welcome your call.
337.
If you are if you're a connoisseur of sweet potato pies and you like all kinds, because I do. Everybody that, you know, people make sweet potato pies different, but I just love sweet potato pie. And so if you are a lover of sweet potato pie, you want to get this number because this lady knows how to make a pie.
Mm-hmm. And it's a small pie.
Well, she can probably make you whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're business people.
Okay.
If you want whole pies, they can probably make you whole pies. They just happen to be selling these
okay.
the way that they are. But the number is 337-930-0030. And if you're having a party or something and you want to have little special pies for the mm-hmm. people where they just
especially
pick
with Mother's
up,
Day coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Deidre can do all that for you.
And so speaking of pies and all of the divinity that you have displayed, you know, I said this last week. I said, you know, the cakes came into the house. And then yes. here pops up Jipe and Deidre with the pies. And I was trying to dissuade them. I said, you know, he's trying to move into a new realm. And
well, I like to, that's the reason why you brought it up is I like to give. when I see those folks out there doing what they do, you know, I like to give. So, you know, just to show you kind of man Joshua is, you know, after I bought some pies, I was like, here's some extra money to I want to just sow into your business, right? He's like, nah, boy, keep that. He's a man. He carries his own load. But I could look over there at Deidre and give it to her. She was like, okay, give it. You know, when I gave it to her, she was like, okay, thank you.
Well, that's
and
what the woman does.
Right along.
That's right. We don't forsake our blessings. Now, I want to jump right back on over to, I said to DC, I said, DC, you could have easily blessed them and left the pies there. So, like, yeah. What was up with that? Why did you need to bring the pies away from the table? You.
What you mean?
I mean, I said to you, DC, you could have easily just given them the money and left the pies.
Well, yes, I could have did that, Carlette, but I didn't want to just bless them with the dollars. I wanted to bless other people with the pies because so much love.
And who else did you want to bless with the pies other than other people?
I wanted to bless myself.
Okay.
And my young son.
Okay.
Because you know, my young son is a connoisseur of sweet potato pie.
Let me tell you something.
He's finicky.
Oh, yes.
If he eats it, it is good.
It is good.
I think I call him a yuppie because I think he's, you know, like when we came up, you know, my grandmother, Beatrice Sweezy, she put whatever she put, I'd eat it. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't care. I mean, you know.
And he's not anything like that.
No, he's not like that. He grew up it's a different era. You know, we're not like we used to, I guess we're more blessed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. You know, so he gets to choose what he liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ate what they put there.
Right.
We were hungry. You know, it was a different time.
And you didn't have all of those choices.
No, not all of those choices. So with him, though, if he eats it, it really is. And if he constantly wants more.
And he lit up when you brought him home.
Yeah, it's divine.
He was like, okay.
It's divine.
It's divine.
It's divine. Another shout out. Let me hit my boy up.
Go ahead.
Because I got to hit my boy up, Winston Dossman. I hear him out there. You know,
Big W.
He went fishing with me Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And you know I got to tell this mother.
You
got to
tell it.
We're brim fishing now.
Okay.
You know, there's rules. You know, Ron Gallison, who was the teacher, Reverend Pastor Gallison, who taught me how to fish, there's rules to this stuff.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And you know, you take a fisherman that's already a fisherman and you bring him in and you're the boat captain and you're telling him, no, this is how you do it, and he's got his own ways of doing
right,
it.
Right, right.
He insists upon doing it his way.
Right.
I say, man, if we catch one brim, this is according to Ronnie Ray Gallison, Ron Gallison, when you catch one, I'm going to throw my reel right in the same spot. You got that one because that's where they are. That's the rule I got, and that's how we fish.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to go in there. I say, man, look.
He had to find his own spot.
He had to find his own, but he, you know, respect due because it was his first time going on this little excursion.
Right.
And he did tote his load because
uh-huh.
It was a rough day. It had probably about 45 boats at Old River in Marksville. It's the most I ever seen there.
Really?
Yeah, it was the most I ever seen. There was not even a place to park. So with brim, you know, if you find them, fish them out, it takes it a while for mm-hmm. it to build back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody's fishing and there's no fish,
because mm-hmm.
you could catch 60, 70 brim in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It took us maybe about 7, 8, 9 hours to catch 35 brim.
Right.
So we had to work for them.
And so you know that this is a lot of love, right? Because I am usually in the boat, and that means that, you know, all day Saturday, I wasn't in the boat.
No.
So I was someplace else. I was
just doing your thing.
I was doing my thing.
Pretty fine.
Pretty fine. Well, young David Christmas and I got a chance to spend some time, and you and young David Christmas had gone fishing the day before.
Right.
And, you know, as time goes and we grow, we realize that, you know, time is of the essence, and time is not standing still for any of us. And so as he turns into a young man and he does not want to follow us around anymore, any time we can get with him is a blessing to try to find out where he is and open him up and just be with him and to have that phone turned off. And so we had our challenges, but then there was always a bright spot. And let me just say, DC, I hope I can get this shout out before she gets out of the car. Rhonda Wade, good morning. And thank you for joining us right here on the official OPT.
You know what?
Network.
I had another shout out I wanted to give to a gentleman in Mansour. I have it written down in the truck.